Well, Jenny Anderson is the new police minister. And the police association said it had hope for a more senior minister to take the role and for the new minister to be fully engaged in what the association says is a big and important portfolio. But the association's president, Chris Cahill, says she will be fully engaged and her police background will come in handy. Ms. Anderson has declined our request for an interview. Chris Cahill is with us now. Kia ora.
Morena, Kim.
Have you had a chance to have a chat?
Yes, the minister called me last night and we had a brief chat. Just talked about some of the things that I think are important. And look, I think that's probably one of the most positive things that she's willing to engage very quickly. And that's always what I've said is the most important thing. We've got a minister that's willing to listen and engage on police issues.
Have you ever had a minister that isn't?
Well, yes, we have. But the reality is we have had some ministers who aren't as interested in their portfolio and have other portfolios that are more important to them. So,
Want to name them, Chris?
Well, I don't think I want to get into the blame game, but I can say it's not from one party. I've worked with ministers from both parties, and if you get a good one, it's great. If you get one that's got other priorities, it doesn't work as well. So it would be good to have a more senior minister, but more importantly,
why does it matter?
Engaged.
Why does that matter? Is it simply experience?
Well, it's experience, but also having the weight round the cabinet table is important. Yeah, being able to push those issues. And look, I do feel even though Jenny Anderson might be low down, I think the government couldn't ignore policing as such an important issue. A recent Ipsos Mood of the Nation survey had policing as the second, or law and order and crime, as the second most important issue to New Zealanders, equal with housing. So the government's going to have to listen anyway.
While the Prime Minister drew a blank when asked about Jenny Anderson's work for the police in her previous career, you might know more about her than he did.
Yeah, well, she worked in policy, quite high up in policy for quite some time. And I mean, it's pretty easy to give policy wonks, for a bit of a word, a bit of a hard time. But the reality is they should have a good oversight over a lot of things that are happening in police. I understand she spent a considerable time around the gangs and methamphetamine issue, and they're still key issues today. So that's better than having no knowledge of police whatsoever. And as I say, I found her very engaging. I mean, what I liked about our initial conversation, she was able to point out some key examples in her community where visibility of policing had made a difference. And I think that's what New Zealanders are looking for, more visibility from police.
Bobby's on the beach, you mean?
Yeah, certainly. And responding to areas where, this concerns, it just makes people feel safer, if nothing else. But being able to actually engage with those communities that are the victims of crime and then seeing police officers is incredibly important. And I'm not sure we've got that mix right at the moment.
The Prime Minister says that he had a priority he wanted to focus on, and it's retail crime. What's your understanding of retail crime?
Yeah, well, it's pretty broad. I mean, obviously, at the moment, we're seeing a lot of ram raids, and that tends to be what people focus on. But for those shopkeepers, a lot of it can just be shoplifting. And that's always really difficult because it's such a prolific crime and there's so much of it. And while some is organised, most of it isn't. But
what would a police minister do about that?
Yeah, it's going to be different. I think really what I'd be saying is who's committing the retail crime, a hell of a lot of it is youth, and that's where I think the focus needs to be, into that youth offending, into the drivers of the youth offending, but also where appropriate, the accountability for those youths.
Does it worry you that this is the fifth change of police minister since Labor took over in office 2017?
Yeah, it's not great. It's not ideal at all. We'd much rather stability around that. I mean, some of the reasons, it's almost beyond the control. I mean, certainly we were pretty happy to have Chris Hipkins there. He gripped up the portfolio really quickly and was really engaging. Obviously, he had to move on for fairly good reasons. And Stuart now, again, unfortunately made a mistake and has paid the price. But yeah, far from ideal.
Appreciate your time. Thank you, Chris Cahill. Is the president of the Police Association.